A century ago, home life in Vermont revolved around the wood-burning cook stove. Meals were prepared, bread baked, and hands warmed for the heat it produced. Stoves with names like Gold Coin, Priscilla, and Charm Crawford may have faded into obscurity, but they still have an allure for some people. And VPR Steve Zinn reports on one man who makes a living restoring them.
The area around Bill Wilbur's workshop in West Glover looks a bit like a graveyard, a final resting place for old wood stoves.
Yeah, there's upwards of 300 stoves here.
A lot of them you just have for parts.
Well, you have to have, you know, they don't make them anymore.
The stoves lie under a few inches of the snow that crunches underfoot out beyond Wilbur's log cabin. Some he'll cannibalize for parts. Others will be rebuilt. Wilbur's business, called Once Upon a Time, is devoted to the restoration and preservation of old stoves dating back to the 18 and early 1900s.
This round oak stove came out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania last week. A guy brought it up.
And what are you going to do with that?
We'll rebuild that.
For him?
Yeah, for him.
Wilbur, who's in his mid-60s, came north about 30 years ago to escape what he considered the fast-paced life of southern Vermont. He came to stoves naturally.
I've been around stoves since I was a little kid. My grandfather used to do this as a kid or growing up, and I'm familiar with the names. That's what you want to be if you're going to do this stuff, because there's hundreds of companies that made stoves, and they're all the same but different, if you know what I mean.
Today's efficient wood stoves emphasize function over form, but back when every home had one, there was an aesthetic to them. A rare Walker parlor stove from the 1800s sits in Wilbur's workshop. It sports a filigreed lid and swirling patterns along the edges of the firebox. The real eye-catchers are the cast iron faces that stare from each corner of the stove.
I've seen cook stoves with fancy liners in the firebox. And I mean, you're not even going to see the thing.
Wilbur restores 40 to 50 old stoves a year. He cleans and sandblasts usable parts and swaps out worn or broken pieces with those from other old stoves. Or he fabricates his own. The process might take a few months.
Some stoves take a while to do. I mean, they come in pretty rough shape like that. Look at that end of that stove right there. It's in pieces.
Most of Wilbur's work is refurbishing antique wood-burning cook stoves, big solid assemblies of polished black cast, trimmed in gleaming nickel plating, with a firebox, an oven, and a reservoir to heat water. They're marvels of beauty and ingenuity.
There's a baffle underneath that circulates to the back.
Sliding baffles control the circulation of the hot air, directing heat to different parts of the stove. So who wants a stove like this that requires starting a fire to cook a meal and costs thousands of dollars for Wilbur to refurbish?
I think it's a combination of things. A lot of times people come up and say their grandparents had one and they think about when they were a kid or something, you know. And they do work, cooking, baking, everything. It'll heat your house.
Some of the stoves Wilbur restores are for their present owners. He also takes stoves people are getting rid of and sells them once they're restored. Wilbur's one employee, his neighbor Mike Beavis, says it's not always easy for someone to part with one. He recalls a time when they went to collect an old stove from a woman living in Roxbury.
It was an old wood stove and had been in her family, and she was crying about it. She sat on the porch crying as we were leaving.
Wood-burning cook stoves aren't entirely a thing of the past. A few companies still make them. But Wilbur says as long as there are people out there who appreciate the beauty and function of a Glenwood, Priscilla, Charm Crawford, or another bygone brand, he'll stay in business. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.